Hey, I'm Fabi Wimmer, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Welcome to the fourth episode of Red Bull Basement Sessions, where global innovators, entrepreneurs, and athletes open up to share their mindset, their motivations, and what it takes to make a difference. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to constructively challenge the status quo and make a positive impact now and for the future.
So I'm Fabi Wimmer, 25 years old, and I'm from Austria, and I'm a professional mountain bike and street trials rider. Yeah, I can basically live from my passion, which is amazing.
Austrian trial cyclist and mountain bike star Fabio Wimmer is best known for his incredible videos, which have earned him a huge global following. And like all the guests on Red Bull Basement Sessions, he is a trailblazer in his field. The Trials Riders YouTube channel has more than 6 million subscribers and over 1 billion views as the whole world joins in to watch his jaw-dropping skills with a bike performed across the globe from Paris to Jerusalem.
Red Bull Basement is an amazing opportunity to get inspired and to bring your ideas to life.
Fabio is tearing down obstacles with a desire to make an impact, just like our student innovators at Red Bull Basement. In this podcast, we find out how to unlock your creativity and stand out from the crowd.
I mean, I grew up riding bikes and I figured out that biking is the most fun to me ever and that there's nothing in the world which gives me as much fun as biking.
Fabio was born and raised in the small Austrian village of Oberpeischlach. And when I say small, I mean small. Only around 100 people live there. From these humble beginnings, he has risen to become one of his country's most successful YouTubers and a national star. But it was actually on a motorcycle, not a bicycle, that he began his journey.
So I was racing motocross when I was 5 or 6 years old. And then I got into biking more and more. And then I saw a video from Dan McGaskill. He's like the kind of like the godfather of pretty much what I'm doing, of like making bike videos. And he did his like first viral video there. And I got inspired by him, like his riding and his style of filming, like got me inspired. And that's when I started riding bikes more and more. And after school, I was just like on the bike for 2 or 3 hours each day because I just loved it. And I wanted to, you know, be able to do those tricks he did back then. And riding every single day, even in the winter when there was snow, I was always like practicing riding. But I never really had that goal to, you know, to have like riding as my job or to earn some money from it. I just like always did it because it was how I could spend my time. I was really into filmmaking as well. And that was something which really interested me. And I uploaded my first video, I think, in 2008 on YouTube. So that was my very first beginning. And then everything kind of like started to get more and more, and then I combined filmmaking with biking somehow, and I filmed myself riding, and like everything got more professional. The camera gear got a little bit more professional, my riding got better, and I like kind of like, yeah, got better step by step.
When it comes to mastering complex flips, drops, and balancing acts, it's always a story of, if at first you don't succeed, try, and try again.
I would say the key is definitely just to try it over and over again, and then just like learn from your mistakes. Also, that's what I'm doing. Like when I'm trying a trick 500 times, I'm really trying to think about everything, which like from every try, I try to see what I did wrong or why it didn't work. I mean, in the process, sometimes, I mean, I'm totally honest, sometimes I don't really enjoy that process when you're in there, because you know, when you're doing something 300 times, and then from 300 to 400 tries, you don't even get like closer. That's like super frustrating. Then like I always try to remember of the feeling which I will get. That feeling is probably the thing that really like keeps me going and really keeps me motivated all the time.
Wimmer is known for his vivid imagination and particularly nail biting skills, some of which you really have to see to believe. Like the moment he rides on a railing with a dizzying 200 meter drop on one side. Just search Wimmer Rail. You can thank me later. It's one thing doing all of these acrobatics that amaze millions, but where does his inspiration actually come from?
I get inspired by a lot of things, like not just from riding bikes, especially, you know, from other sports, from other disciplines, for example, like skateboarding. I mean, sometimes I see a skateboarding trick and I'm like, how could I try this trick on a mountain bike, or how can I use this kind of like movement of the skateboard to bring it to the mountain bike world, or to bring it to my style of riding. Things which everyone sees, but I see them kind of like in a different way, in my own way, where I see everything as my playground or as an obstacle. When I'm driving my car, I'm seeing walls and I'm just like thinking, well, what could I do here on that wall? Also in the highway, I'm just like thinking, like for example, how would it be to jump from like one truck to another truck while they're driving? And that was actually an idea which I used for one of my videos, and stuff like that is really important to always like use everything which you kind of like see and which you get as an inspiration.
In a time when everyone was faced with the challenge of working from home and people felt pretty limited in what they could actually do in their days, Vibma channeled his creativity into a video called Home Office, where he transformed his home into a playground to perform mind-blowing bike skills, from netting a basketball with his back wheel to jumping off his roof. The video has already amassed over 25 million views and counting. Red Bull Basement believes that collaboration is the key to success. And it's easy to forget that a big part of this process are the people you might not always see on camera.
Like, I would say the core team is quite small. It exists pretty much of me, Thoma and Marius, and he's also doing the editing. And Hannes, like Hannes is a photographer, and he used to take photos with me since I started biking pretty much. So I feel like it's very important to have that team around you, where you've got like a lot of trust into them, and where you know like they are thinking in the same way as you are doing. And especially, you know, for myself, whenever I'm on productions or whenever we are shooting videos, it's super important to have those guys around me, because they know like whenever something takes 500 tries, you know, you need to have people that know that you can do it, and not people who say, well, we should maybe try something else.
Fabio is now one of the best known riders in the world, and with so many innovative ideas under his belt, he's begun to inspire others and start new trends.
I mean, I can remember when I was starting to ride bikes, there were bike riders who were racing downhill, and then there were riders like Danny McGaskill, who was just like, you know, jumping onto walls and stuff like that street riding thing. I felt my own like inner excitement about more than just one discipline. Yeah, I just wanted to mix like different disciplines together and see how this is going. Because riding downhill and super fast on super steep tracks, but then also the very technical part, like riding in the city. Like I mixed those things together and made them like my own way of how to see biking. I would say like a lot of people like got inspired by that. And like if you now check out Instagram or like YouTube, there are a lot of riders who are like also taking kind of like that route and also like mixing other disciplines together. When I think back when I was, you know, watching those YouTube videos 10 years ago, I mean, there were not like a lot of people who were doing, you know, more than just one discipline. And nowadays it's like more like people enjoy doing that stuff more.
The increase in audience and interest in trail biking, which Fabio has partly helped to generate through his videos, has also created an increase in fresh competition and even new rivals.
It's definitely easy to reach people, but still it gets harder to stand out from them because there are so many doing it now. And to really be different to those people is definitely not getting easier, I would say. Also helped me with the filmmaking. Nowadays, everything got like so much easier in the filmmaking as well. I mean, back in the days, like people had like super big cameras, so the quality wasn't really that good. So it was super hard to showcase the riding. Even phones, you can do so much with them. You can create some amazing content. That's really, yeah, helpful, I would say, in the time where we are living.
So what can Fabio's 6 million followers expect in the near future?
I mean, I've got always like a couple of different and super weird ideas. Got a long list of like the weirdest ideas ever. Some of them might work, some of them might not work. I mean, like in general, I'm like a person who really likes to, you know, go to the limits or see where my limits are. And you know, when you are scared of something or when you work on something like really hard, and then you finally get it after like spending so much time in something or like putting so much effort into something, that reward you get out of that is the best feeling for me ever. And that's what really like motivates me and drives me to keep pushing.
Before he leaves us to get on with blowing everyone's minds again, what advice has Vibma got for the people following in his path?
I would say whenever I have to tell like the younger kids or younger people something, then I always like kind of like tell them or wanna show them that it's like all about the passion. And if you're passionate about something, success will like sooner or later come.
That was Fabio Widmer's story for Red Bull Basement Sessions, a man who has honed his trials and mountain bike skills alongside his videography, making him a huge star on the scene and across the planet. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. We select the most impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Next time, CEO and founder at Worldwide Generation, Manjula Lee.
There's something called agile where you just fail fast. You work through it. You see if this works. If it doesn't work, you throw it away. If it does, you build on it. If it doesn't work, take it away. Bring more people around you. You've got to have real grit.
We'll see you next time where we hear how Manjula took her idea to the next level. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.